It is Friday, and I've saved my best guess for last.
Yay.
I got you.
I love you, too.
Meteorologist Jody Kodesh is my guest host today, and I appreciate you saying, yes, Tammy, I'll come in with you again.
Again, whenever. Yeah. Pull my arm. You know you're my favorite person in the world.
Thank you. That's very sweet, and I believe that for the moment. Jody Kodesh is my special guest because John is out on vacation, and we'll be back together as a team on Monday. Now, Jody, we have a lot to go over with you on this show.
Yes.
Because Jody was in Hawaii when they had that tsunami warning and everything that went down with that. Jody is a TikTok star. Jody actually got invited to the TikTok headquarters. Yes, there are actual headquarters.
I did. Was that crazy?
I know. I was so shocked by that. So we're going to have to get into that.
Yes, we will.
We're going to try to give you up to $1,000 today with John and Tammy's high-low jackpot. We got the Sturgeon Moon to talk about. As a matter of fact, we'll talk about that coming up next, if that's okay with you. In the meantime, now is the time to call 833-287-1037. Jody is going to play for you with Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, so you don't even have to do the hard work. You're automatically going to get a pair of tickets to see Max McNown at SOMA on September 9th. 833-287-1037. Call now for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON. When you want to talk about the weather, when you want to talk about the moon, when you want to talk about all kinds of things, space, well, you can always come talk to me. But the best person to have in the room is meteorologist Jody Kodesh, who is my special guest today with John out on vacation. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going great. I love talking to you about things like this because I'm fascinated with space.
Yes.
You know, I talked about this earlier when my husband was a guest host. You know, I'm terrified of heights, bridges, you know, looking over the ledge of like a 20-story building would make me want to vomit. Right?
We're twins.
However, I'm not afraid to fly.
You're not?
And I would get into a rocket to go to space.
See, I'm the opposite. I am petrified to fly. I couldn't get in a rocket. I just want to tell you when it's going to launch.
Okay.
I'll tell you everything about the sky. Don't put me in it, girlfriend.
And I'm fascinated with the stars and the planets and everything about our universe. And I know you are, too.
Yes.
And we have something tonight called the Sturgeon Moon.
Yes, the Sturgeon Moon. It's a full moon. It's happening tonight. And there's so many things associated with it that are kind of special.
Okay.
So we have to go out and see it tonight. So when the sun sets, at any point once it's dark tonight, go out and find the moon. It's going to look exceptionally big.
Okay.
It's going to look big. And it's not a supermoon. You've probably heard that term before.
Yes.
This is not a supermoon. A supermoon is when it's like closer to us and it looks bigger. This one's different. It's just so low on the horizon that it's going to look bigger. It's going to look closer to us because we're going to be able to see it through like the branches of trees.
Sure.
And so because it's lower, it's just going to appear huge.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's called the Sturgeon Moon. Why?
It's called the Sturgeon Moon because the Native Americans named it that after the fish, the sturgeon fish that was abundant during this time of the year. And that's what they hunted.
Okay. That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Now, I know what you're talking about, how that it plays tricks with us, right?
Yes.
With our eyes. Because I live up in Crest.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm going home, the last 3.5 miles are up the grade.
Right.
And there are times that it's been a full moon and I see that moon on the grade and it looks ginormous.
Exactly.
And I'm like, holy cow. And then I get up to my house and it's just a normal moon.
Right, right.
And it's all just because of where it sits on the horizon.
Yes, it's going to do that tonight. And so you can, what I tell people to do when it's like this is actually go out and find one of those trees that has a bunch of branches, look at the moon through the branches and snap that photo.
Okay.
Because it's going to look incredible. It's the silhouette that's made from the branches up against the moon that makes it look so big. We call it a moon illusion. It really is a moon illusion when you see it this low on the horizon.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely taking that picture and doing that tonight.
It's going to be beautiful.
I love it. The Sturgeon Moon. Yay!
Yes! Tammy's College of Hollywood
Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo! Jody Kodesh is my special guest host today as John is out on vacation. He'll be back on Monday.
Okay.
But thank you for joining us for the last show of the week, Jody.
I love it.
But now it is time for you to play for a KSON loyal listener in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. They automatically get a pair of tickets to see Max McNown September 9th at SOMA. You have to kick me out of the studio.
Okay. Get out.
Okay.
Get out.
get out.
That was so nice and kind. All right, Jody, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you'll get $100 for a KS1 loyal listener.
Oh, and the pressure.
I know.
Okay.
So much pressure. And just a reminder, all ties do go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. The VMAs announced their nominees for this year's awards. And for the first time ever, it includes a country category, as well as several country artists grabbing nominations in other categories. Which network airs the VMAs?
Oh.
The Video Music Awards.
Video Music Awards. Oh my gosh, I should know this. I don't. ABC?
Josh Brolin is down for a Goonies sequel, but he doesn't want to do anything that'll taint the memory of the original. What do Goonies never say?
Goonies never die?
Paris Hilton's husband gave her a pink and white fluffy customized private jet for her birthday. What was the name of the reality show Hilton starred in with Nicole Richie?
Oh, wait, I know this. Okay, The Simple Life.
After nearly 2 decades, Howard Stern may be signing off for good. Sources say the broadcaster is not expected to return when his current 5-year contract expires this fall. What is the name of the service that broadcasts the Howard Stern show?
Oh, Sirius?
And finally, TJ Hooker is getting the reboot treatment with Netflix as an action comedy movie. The original show starred William Shatner and what blonde bombshell actress, also known for starring in Melrose Place?
Oh, was it Melanie Griffith?
All right, let's get Tammy back in. Come on in, Tam.
I tried to guess on those.
No, you did good. I think the first one, once you hear the answer, you're going to hit yourself.
Uh-huh.
But the other ones, you did really, really well.
Did you just say hit yourself?
Yes.
Because I brain farted completely.
Yeah.
I do that quite often, so I get it.
3 out of 5, Tammy.
Nice job, Jody.
Tammy, the VMAs announced their nominees for this year's awards, and for the first time ever, it includes a country category, as well as several country artists grabbing nominations in other categories. What network airs the VMAs, the Video Music Awards?
MTV.
TV is right. Jody did not get that. It is 1-0 Tammy. Tammy, Josh Brolin is down for a Goonies sequel, but he doesn't want to do anything that'll taint the memory of the original. What do Goonies never say?
Goonies never die. They never say die.
I'll take that. That's what Jody said as well. Goonies never say die. It is 2-1, Tammy. Paris Hilton's husband gave her a pink and white fluffy customized private jet for her birthday. Mm. If I sound annoyed, it's because I am. I think I got a piece of cheesecake for my birthday from my husband, but that's fine.
It's close enough, right?
Fine. Yeah. It's fine. Right? What was the name of the reality show Hilton starred on with Nicole Richie?
That was... Oh, I know it. I see them both with their little pitchforks in the promo for it. Oh, I can't believe I don't remember. I want to say The Surreal Life, but I don't think that's right.
The Simple Life.
Simple
Close,
Life.
But no. Simple.
Close.
Uh-huh. Jody got that one, so we are tied at 2. After nearly 2 decades, Howard Stern may be signing off for good. Sources say the broadcaster is not expected to return when his current 5-year contract expires this fall. What is the name of the service that broadcasts the Howard Stern show?
Sirius.
Yeah. Sirius XM.
You watch. He'll go to YouTube.
Somewhere.
Oh, YouTube, maybe Spotify.
Yep.
Jody also got that. It is tied at 3. And finally, TJ Hooker is getting the reboot treatment with Netflix as an action comedy movie. The original show starred William Shatner in what blonde bombshell actress, also known for starring in Melrose Place?
Heather Locklear.
Heather Locklear's right.
Oh, yes.
So, Jody, unfortunately, you're not... Tammy beat you 4-3. You're not going to get any money for a KS1 loyal listener, but they do get a great prize.
That's right. They have the pair of tickets to see Max McNown September 9th at Soma.
And, Jody, we're going to have you go ahead and say this.
Hi, I'm meteorologist Jody Kodish, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John is out on vacation today and will be back on Monday. But I have one more guest host for today, and her name is Jody Kodish, meteorologist.
Hello.
Jody Kodish. Now, Jody, it is just so wild that you happen to be taking your family vacation in Hawaii.
Yes.
When one giant weather event happened.
Oh, my goodness. The biggest weather event. We take a vacation for the first time in 2 years as a family.
Wow.
We're there and I get a tsunami watch on my phone, which quickly turns into a tsunami warning. And as soon as I saw that warning, I knew that vacation was coming to a halt quickly.
Yeah.
Because I knew that I had to work, but I knew that I also had to protect my family and kind of see what that was all about. And that ended up being a big deal.
So as a meteorologist, obviously you know more than the average person when it comes to situations like this. Mm-hmm. And we know now that it didn't get as big as they thought it would.
Right.
And I think that sometimes is why people have a tendency to ignore those warnings.
Yes, absolutely.
And this is a great way for you to remind people, just because this one didn't happen.
Exactly.
You still have to follow what you're being told to do.
Absolutely. I was doing this research as quick as I could when I was there. Yeah. There were like three other times with earthquakes that were smaller than the earthquake that generated these tsunami waves.
Yeah.
There were three other times that it's happened in the history there at Hawaii, and they generated huge tsunami waves, right? So they had seen earthquakes like this produce deadly tsunamis.
Yes.
They were very smart to start evacuating.
Yes.
They were very smart to start alerting everyone, and it was a big deal there. And people, it was panic. Mm-hmm. People were panicking. People were trying to get out. It was gridlock. It was everything you imagine. And it needed to be that way because they had to prepare everyone for the worst. When it didn't pan out, there was a lot of people, Tammy, saying like, oh, you know, it was nothing. It could have been really bad. And we were very lucky. We were blessed that it wasn't. But it was an event.
Relating to it here, it's like when we have an evacuation when it comes to wildfires.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times, well, we didn't really need to evacuate because they knocked it down, but you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know. And it's better to be prepared and safe.
Yes. It's all in the preparation.
Exactly.
It's all. And it's practice.
Yeah.
Because there could be a time where it could be something serious and you're going to have practice and you're going to know what to do.
Now, when you guys got this warning, you guys were in a high-rise hotel and you stayed, correct?
Yes. So I booked a room on an oceanfront. We hadn't been on vacation forever, and I booked that oceanfront view, and we were on the 20th floor, so high up. When the tsunami warning came through, I knew we were fine on the 20th floor. In fact, the hotel said everybody above the fourth floor doesn't need to do anything. You don't need to move. You're already at higher ground. Mm-hmm. So we were in the safest spot we needed to be, and because of that, I was able to just go out on my balcony, go live, and try to help a lot of people and give them the information that I was able to get, because I was able to get a lot of information on the back end that people didn't have access to.
And you were the first person I looked up because I knew you were in Hawaii.
Yes,
and
yes.
I thought, holy crap, I need to go to Jody's page because I know she's going to be on it. And thank you, by the way, for doing that, because you were on vacation.
I was.
I mean, you didn't have to do what you were doing.
Right. As a meteorologist, though, that's my job. And I kicked immediately into gear. My husband knew exactly. He said, go live right now. You got to get all the information out that you can.
All right. So when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about what that was like as a family. And do they look at you as mom? Do they look at you as the meteorologist and everything that comes with that, if that's okay?
I got you. Lots to talk about.
Jody Kodesh, meteorologist Jody Kodesh, is my special guest host today as John is out on vacation. And Jody, we were talking about your time. You're on vacation in Hawaii. How many days were you there before this happened?
We were there 4 days before it happened.
Okay.
On a 7-day trip.
Okay. And then in the middle of your vacation, all of a sudden, tsunami warning.
Yes.
Holy cow. Jody, being a meteorologist, is going to do what she does for a living, and that's jump on and let everyone else know what's going on. Now, we expect that from you because that's your job.
Yes.
But you're also a mom to two boys and a wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know what your family, how does your family deal with this when you're in an emergency situation, but yet you're going to go on and talk to people? Take us through that process.
This was, I will tell you, Tammy, and I don't use this word, it was scary for me as a mom. I will tell you.
We were
ziplining. We went ziplining as a family. We had fun. We had a blast. And then coming back from that is when I got the warning. I was there. I had my hair up in a bun, no makeup on. We were going to go to the pool. We knew it was a big deal. I saw how big the earthquake out of Russia was. I knew that that could generate a really big problem for Hawaii. And my husband, to his credit, said, hey, do you want to go get ready? Do you want to put your makeup on? You're probably going to get called. I started getting called from news stations. Yeah, and he was right on it. I was quick to do that. But then in the same token, I'm thinking, I have to get the information for my hotel. Are we safe here? What's going on? I had to protect myself, and I have two kids going, what is a tsunami, mom? Is this? And I have a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
So I could see it in his face, was very scared.
Sure.
So at the same time that I'm trying to gather information, I'm actually trying to calm my kids. Because they kept saying things like, should we be leaving? Mom, we have to leave. And I knew we weren't going to be able to leave. We were on the 20th floor. We were safe. But it was difficult. It was a balance, I will say, as a mom. It really was the first time I'd ever been put to that test.
Okay.
Where I was getting a lot of phone calls from family that was really scared. And I had kids asking a ton of questions and I had to answer as quick as I could, but go live and give out the information. Mm-hmm. People in the actual hotel were following my live to get information. It was a balance, but scary.
One of your videos, you talked about that parents when you're dealing with a very scary situation yes. like that, on how to think of the words that you're using and yes. things like that. Because kids, especially littler kids, your 12-year-old really understands it, but a younger kid might not know what this means. Mm-hmm. And you have to figure out how to say things around them to make them feel protected and safe. But yet, this is still a big deal.
Yes, I made the point, and this is good for, you know, our listeners here to take this. When you're watching the news or you're listening to the radio or you're experiencing news on your phone that could be scary, mm-hmm. emergency situations, it happens all the time. Sometimes we talk about it with our spouse, our significant other, and we are saying things like, oh, this is so scary, or this is awful, and your children absorb that information differently.
Yeah.
They may think it's an imminent threat. They could yes. think that it's right there in your neighborhood. So you have to be careful not to alert your children when you don't need to.
Yes. I learned that lesson after 9/11.
Yes.
Because my two youngest kids, mm-hmm. I don't even think that either one were in school yet. Mm-hmm. And we were driving to pick up two of my other kids from school. And all of a sudden, Morgan looks at her brother Grayson and she said, oh, look, Grayson, that's a bad building. And I went, what do you mean a bad building? And she said, well, Mama, those big buildings, they always come down.
You see?
And I never thought
never.
That they were even paying attention to right. any of that.
Right.
Yeah.
But they absorb it and mm-hmm. they are sponges. They yeah. take it. So we have to be careful as parents to protect them of that.
Thank you for sharing that insight yeah. into you and your family too. We really appreciate it.
Yes.
Right now though, it is time for you to call in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Jody is going to play for you. You automatically get the tickets to see Max McNown at SoMa on September 9th. But if Jody can beat me,
uh-oh.
You'll win $100. 833-287-1037. It's time to call for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John is gone today, but he will be back on Monday from vacation. So that means I have one more day of guest hosting. And today's guest host is meteorologist Jody Kodesh.
Hello.
Now, I actually should restate that.
Uh-huh.
San Diego's best meteorologist, according to the UT Readers Poll. And that's one of the reasons why San Diego County Credit Union loves you, Jody, because they know when they have the best person to work with them, they have the best meteorologist ever.
I love them back. Can you believe I won that? It's 7 years now.
Seven-time winner. Yeah, I want to know what that's like. You've won this award for 7 years in a row.
Uh-huh.
And John and I, in our 25 years, we just had hit our 25th anniversary this year.
Yes, congratulations.
We were nominated once for a CMA award. We didn't win. There was a couple of times we were nominated in a country radio seminar thing for the morning show.
Yes.
And we didn't win. And then this last year, we got nominated in the Academy of Country Music Awards
uh-huh.
for a morning show.
I saw.
And we didn't win.
Right.
So what does winning feel like, Jody?
Tammy,
that's what I want to know.
You are a winner.
25
okay,
years, yeah, we could count yeah. on less than two hands.
Yeah, but you know what? You're winning because who can say 25 years? I
well,
mean,
that's
25
true.
Years.
That's true. And we did get an amazing award that we did our own because we did our own ACM awards mm-hmm. from ACM Autobody
yes.
in Escondido. And they made an award for us that's actually a car door handle with a cowboy hat. I got to show it to you.
I got to see. This is amazing. Oh my goodness. John and Tammy, the real 2025 ACM Auto Body and Paint Award.
I know.
I love it.
So we have a trophy, Jody.
You have a trophy. You know what? I didn't get a trophy, so this is amazing. This is so cute. That's cool. With the cowboy hat on it and everything.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're proud of you.
Thank
and,
you.
And there's a reason why you've won it 7 years in a row. And it's because not only do you know what you're talking about, you do it in a very fun way and you educate. I know SDCCU yes. sponsors you to go out and talk to kids at schools.
They do. And you know, Tammy, that's exactly why the title means so much. People will say like, oh, how do you use that title, Best mm-hmm. in San Diego? No, I don't use it on the daily. It's not like I say, oh, I'm the best meteorologist in San Diego. Yeah. But you know what I do use it for? When I speak at all of the schools in San Diego, and my weather curriculum is taught in the San Diego Unified School District, right?
Stop!
Brought to you by SDCCU.
Really?
I'm telling you. Yeah, so here's what they'll do is I'll go speak at schools, and then they'll come out and they'll say, you know, Jody Kotish is here. Do you know she was voted San Diego's best meteorologist 7 years in a row?
Yeah.
And the little kids go crazy for that.
Aww.
So for that reason, I just get so excited because I'm like, one more year of using that because it really does get them pumped. Yeah.
That's so great. And it's so great that you do that. And you can tell that you love what you do.
I do.
And the kids learn a lot because you make it fun and exciting.
We do. We try to make it fun, you know. There's weather here in Southern California. It's just a little different than everywhere else.
That's true.
Yeah.
Something else that you've really exploded in is in the world of social media. I mean, you started on Facebook and your Instagram, and now you're on TikTok.
Girl,
and that
I started
has...
on MySpace. Are you joking?
Did you really?
Yes.
I want to talk to you about TikTok because Jody not only is amazing on TikTok, the actual TikTok itself got a hold of her and sent her to their headquarters, and we'll find out more about that coming up. All right?
Yes.
That's at 7:35, and then your chance to win up to $1,000 with John and Tammy's High-Low Jackpot on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Jody Kotish is my celebrity guest host today with John out on vacation. And Jody's going to play for a KSON loyal listener in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. So, Jody, kick me out of the studio.
Okay, Tammy. All right. You're going to need to go.
All right.
You're going to need to go. We'll see you soon.
All right, Jody, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You'll win $100 for a loyal KSON listener.
Okay.
And no matter what, they're going to get a right prize. So, no major pressure.
Okay. But still pressure, though.
Just a little.
A little bit.
All right. Hailey Zimmerman and Luke Combs have been nominated for Best Collaboration at this year's MTV Video Music Awards for the video for their song, Backup Plan. The video was shot at the country music festival they premiered the song at in Indio. We were there. What festival is that?
Stagecoach.
Jay-Z is reportedly the favorite to headline the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show. He's followed by Post Malone, Miley Cyrus, Bad Bunny, and Metallica. Who is Jay-Z married to?
Beyonce.
A trailer for the final Conjuring movie was released last week. What number Conjuring movie will this be?
Oh, I'm going to go 3.
Back when Lip Sync Battle was on the air, Tom Holland gave an infamous performance of Singing in the Rain and Rihanna's Umbrella. Well, he just revealed the fishnets he wore during that performance were actually his grandmother's. Gross. At that time, he did battle against his then Spider-Man co-star and now fiance. What is her name?
Zendaya.
And finally, Meryl Streep fell while filming The Devil Wears Prada 2, but she laughed it off and she's all good. What is her character's name in The Devil Wears Prada?
Oh, I don't know this one at all. I don't even have a good guess. Well, my brain just said nope.
That's fine. Let's just get Tammy back in. Come on,
I definitely don't know that.
That's okay. That's the hardest. Usually the last ones are the hardest ones. But you did good. A 3 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
Not bad.
Nice job, Jody.
Tammy, Hailey Zimmerman, and Luke Combs have been nominated for Best Collaboration at this year's MTV Video Music Awards for the video for their song, Backup Plan. The video was shot at the country music festival they premiered the song at Indio. We were there. What was that festival?
Stagecoach.
Stagecoach is right. Jody also got that. We are tied at 1. Jay-Z is reportedly the favorite to headline the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show. He is followed by Post Malone, Miley Cyrus, Bad Bunny, and Metallica. Who is Jay-Z married to?
Beyonce.
And here's my question. Jay-Z runs the Super Bowl halftime show now.
Mm-hmm.
It's his production company that puts it on.
Mm-hmm.
Saying he's favorite is like saying,
yeah. Oh, right? It's a little skewed.
That's weird. Anyways.
I vote for Post Malone. I think that would be amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Post Malone
I'm
or Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
Jody also got that. We are tied at 2. A new trailer for the final Conjuring movie was released last week. What number Conjuring movie will this be?
Oh, I have no idea. I have not seen it.
You've never seen them?
Mm-mm.
I've actually been binge watching them this week while I've been doing work.
Okay, so them. So let's see how many. It was probably more than 3. So let's just, why not 4?
Four. Oh. It's exactly four.
I said three. There you go. You got it.
Jody didn't get that. It is 3-2, Tammy. Back when Lip Sync Battle was on the air, Tom Holland gave an infamous performance of Singing in the Rain and Rihanna's Umbrella. Well, he just revealed that the fishnets he wore during that performance were actually his grandmother's.
Oh my God.
I know. He battled against his then Spider-Man co-star and now fiance. What is her name?
Zendaya?
Zendaya is correct. Oh. Jody also got that. It is 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Meryl Streep fell while filming The Devil Wears Prada 2, but she laughed it off. She's all good and kept on filming. What is her character's name in The Devil Wears Prada?
Miranda Priestly.
Wow.
Oh,
yes,
you got
I
no
love
hesitation.
That
oh, girlfriend. Hats off to you.
Tammy went 5-5. You know, when she goes 5-5, you can't really do much about it. You did good. But unfortunately, no KSON loyal listener is going to win that $100, but they are going to get a great prize.
They have a pair of tickets to go see Max McNown September 9th at SOMA.
And now, Jody, you do get to say this.
Hi, I'm meteorologist Jody Kodish, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John is out on vacation today, but we'll be back on Monday. My guest host for my final show this week with guest hosts is meteorologist Jody Kodesh.
Thank you. I love being here.
So, Jody, my daughter, who was my guest host yesterday, when she found out that TikTok actually invited you to their headquarters. First of all, who knew they had a headquarters here?
Right.
Because it just doesn't seem like it.
Right?
It's TikTok. It's in your phone.
Of
you know?
Course.
She was so like, oh my God, I need to know about this. So you being a star on TikTok enough to gather their attention made them get a hold of you. Tell us how that unfolded.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So first I get an email. And I'm like, that's a scam.
Sure.
That's not real.
I would have thought that, too.
TikTok's not reaching out to me like the TikTok. We need to talk. We would like to bring. I deleted the email because I get so many spam emails.
I bet.
And then they sent another. And I started reading a little more closely. And then I did that thing where I say, well, how do I know it's you?
Yes.
And they said, we expected you to say that. Let's do a Zoom. So
okay.
We got on a Zoom meeting, and then it quickly became very real to me.
Okay.
I realized, oh, this is real. And then they said, we want to fly you out. We want to talk. I said, you've got to be kidding me. And they legitimately planned everything.
Okay.
They flew me out, hotel, dinner, everything.
Where is TikTok's headquarters?
Well, it wasn't a headquarters. What it was a giant, I can't even talk much about the
totally
details,
makes sense.
Girlfriend. It's
no,
all
it's
top
all right.
secret.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was.
It's a real building somewhere.
I can tell you where I went. I can say this.
Okay.
I went to Boston.
Okay.
Okay, so I went to Boston. It feels so cool. I feel so special saying it's top secret, but it is. A lot of it was top secret. What I can say is it was an incredible 2 days.
Okay.
Where we talked about me. And what I could do on TikTok and what they feel should come out of my presence on TikTok. Basically, they think I have something on that page that they would like to see grow. And I agree with them.
Well, sure. Yeah.
I agree with them. It was flattering and amazing and just something that I've worked so hard for. You know, I've been doing this for so long that it was just a huge blessing for them to have me out there. And then we talked a lot about my content. And this week, I have been doing so much by way of content. And I have big things coming up.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, wow, that just blows my mind. Now, obviously, I would think you're not the only person that they've done that with.
Right.
I mean, it isn't millions of people that they fly.
Right, exactly.
To Boston, to a secret location deep beneath the earth.
Exactly.
To have that kind of conversation. So that validates, you know, what you do on TikTok. And here's the thing that I love about it.
Mm-hmm.
Jody's not on there, and this is not dissing anybody who does this, but she's not on there doing makeup tutorials.
Right.
She's not on there doing trashy celebrity talk.
Right.
You are on there talking about the weather.
Yes.
Talking about space.
Space.
All this stuff.
And science.
Yes, I love that.
And that's what they liked, Tammy. And that's why I was so happy to be there is because that's what they liked. They liked the education side of it. They liked that I was talking about science and making it something that everyone could understand. They liked the educational aspect, and that's what they want to see more of. And that's what I am so excited to do more of. So we're working together now.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right. So when we come back, can we get some tips from you? If someone is on TikTok and Instagram and all that, and you'll give a few tips of your own?
I'll give real tips.
I love that.
Yeah.
Meteorologist Jody Kodesh is my special guest host today. John will be back on Monday. Yay!
Yay!
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. But I've loved this week. It's been fabulous. And I've had all different kinds of people guest host with me this week. I had Hardy's wife, Callie, and her mom. So Hardy's mother-in-law mm-hmm. and his wife here for 2 days, plus their baby, Rosie. Love oh my it. God, she's so cute. They were great. I had my husband here as a guest host, mm-hmm. my daughter yesterday.
Yes.
And I wanted to specifically get into this because my daughter is an online creator mm-hmm. and influencer. She prefers creator now more than that. But
yes.
When she found out that you were coming in, Jody, she wanted to get some tips from you and anyone else who is online doing this, you know, making online content. Jody mm-hmm. was invited to the headquarters at TikTok. And it was because of the type of content that you put out that they were really intrigued by. Jody's everything about the weather and science and space and fun and learning it and being creative and entertaining. And when you mm-hmm. do that. So if there is a creator listening right now, what are some tips that you have for them to help them grow bigger?
Okay. So one thing that I do on my page that I think they really took to is I talked about this, that I educate mm-hmm. and I have an expertise. You know, I'm a meteorologist sure. and I put it out. What is my expertise and how can I help people?
Okay.
Specifically, how can I help people? So a lot of times what you see on TikTok is you'll see people dancing or you'll see people singing, right? Mm-hmm. And that's fine.
And that's
great.
Sure.
And that's a big
you
part
bet.
Of it. And there's people with a lot of followers. But I think what they really want to hone in on now, similar to YouTube,
okay.
is the people that go on, their personalities, but mm-hmm. they have actual niche. They talk about specific things.
Yeah.
So if you are a teacher, how can you give tips? How can you talk? If you are a veterinarian, maybe you give tips for dogs, but they really want helpful, useful tips.
Okay.
Not just opinions, not just
right.
fluff. They really want the algorithm to pull people that are offering helpful, useful tips. But the key is to, you know, a lot of us just shoot in our car. We're just shooting in our
yeah.
office. They really want work put into production.
Okay.
So really focusing on good lighting, really focusing on good sound
mm-hmm.
and making sure that it's a little bit more polished.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's going to drive people into higher views on TikTok.
And there's always a place
yes.
for everything else.
Yes.
But if you are a creator who really is passionate about something that you do,
right.
you know, what are your credentials? What are you doing? You know, maybe you're an amazing cook.
Right.
Right. And you
right.
want to teach people something that they didn't know or how to do something better
yes.
Or maybe you're a carpenter,
yes.
you know, or a woodworker, and you want to teach someone that. Or maybe you're in radio, and
exactly.
you want to teach people how to do it. It doesn't matter.
How do you help people?
Yes,
exactly.
How do you help? I love that.
It's more of a help. So you have to just ask yourself, what do I do? How mm-hmm. do I help? And I think that's where some people go wrong, is they just talk.
Yeah.
Talk about what they do, or they talk about
yeah.
things, but they don't help. And so I definitely think that's the number one thing to do.
It's a Mr. Rogers quote. Look for the helpers.
Oh, yes.
Remember how
helpers.
His mom
oh,
always
my
told
goodness.
Him that?
Yes.
When you're feeling, you know, unsure, just look for the helpers.
Yes.
Oh, you're a helper, Jody Kardashian.
They're always
I love
there.
That.
How can I help?
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John's out on vacation, but we'll be back on Monday. And I want to say a big thank you to my special in-studio guest today, meteorologist Jody Kodesh. Thank you for taking some time out of your day.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, you're busy. You're a busy person, honey. You've been working hard. And we're very proud of you. And I'm very proud to call you a friend. I mean,
thank
I hope
you.
I get to call you
oh,
a friend.
Girl.
I know
you are my friend.
I know.
I love you to death.
I really mean that. I'm
yeah.
just, I'm, as a woman,
mm-hmm.
I'm very proud of what you went out and built all on your own. And yes, there were other people who like sponsored you or helped you or supported you, but you did this on your own determination and your own grit, and you didn't give up.
Well,
and
it takes one to know one, girlfriend. Well, it does take one to know one. And that does, it means a lot hearing you
yeah.
say that. It
well,
does.
It's just, I'm proud of you for not giving up. And
yeah.
now, if there's someone out there who is debating
right.
making a change,
yeah.
and it feels scary.
Yes.
Jody and I both want to tell you, if in your heart that's it, just do it.
Just do it. You have to think ahead to get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just do it. I know everybody's got something in the back of their mind.
Right.
Like a plan B or maybe an exciting adventure, just something they want to try.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it.
Yeah.
There's a reason.
And it's scary at first.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if it's not scary, it's probably not the right thing.
Right, right.
Right?
It
because
should terrify you a little.
It should, because you're challenging yourself.
Yes.
If you don't feel challenged,
yep.
then that's the easy route. You're a great example for someone, male or female. It doesn't matter, because right. men can be in that position too,
Absolutely.
That they feel like, I have to stay here because I need to do this.
Yes.
And they lock themselves into stuff maybe that they're not really happy about.
Right.
And so I'm really, really proud of you. If you don't follow Jodi Kodesh on TikTok, on Instagram, on Facebook, well, you don't know what you're missing.
Now's a good time to do, because
yes.
it's going to get a whole lot better.
It is. All right. Thank you again for being my
you.
Guest host today.
Yay.
Noon is another chance for you to win cold hard cash with John and Tammy's High Low Jackpot on KSON.